In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The first scripture reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them, and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians? We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he will. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the one body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. But the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The teaching reflects on both of the scripture passages read. I reread a bit of each from Acts chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he will. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. 1. God is in charge of his church, but his reign is through witness and love, not through force. And 2. God provides for his church in ways we don't understand. I have said and preached it a number of times during this COVID-19 era, and I will say it again and again. Jesus is in charge. Though there are numerous difficulties these days, some very bad, illnesses, deaths, riots, job losses, and stresses that are hurting people, the Christian still knows and believes that Jesus is in charge, even though all this is happening. Jesus does not appoint evil things to happen, but he is over all. And no less is Jesus in charge of his church. The Christian festival of Pentecost is the day in which we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. By the Holy Spirit's power, the disciples were witnesses to Jesus' mission as the Messiah promised by God, that Jesus suffered, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of sins. And on that day, the Holy Spirit gave the disciples the ability to speak the gospel message in a number of languages, so that Jews gathered from all around the Roman Empire heard the gospel in their home language. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify his church. Notice how the onlookers were bewildered that day. What happened was not the normal order of human gatherings, and the change in people's lives was not by human powers. People were baffled. It was not money, political influence, slick advertising campaigns, nor force that formed a church on that Pentecost. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. The nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ is forgiveness, service, self-sacrifice, love, and truth. The nature of Christians is what the Holy Spirit brings forth in them. As Paul notes in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. During this COVID-19 era, many have expressed concern about government limitation on church services. And there has been a confusion because every state has had different rules. For instance, at one point, the state of Wisconsin's restriction on church services were stricter than Ohio's rules. But then the Wisconsin Supreme Court disallowed Wisconsin's rules so that there were no more rules. And every Wisconsin county is for itself. In Ohio, church services have never been disallowed the entire time, but churches have voluntarily followed guidelines by closing face-to-face services. Now at Zion Lutheran, we pray to meet once again on June 7th, though with some guidelines the government recommends. If we have approached this time of reopening churches with fear or anger, then we have not had the Holy Spirit guiding us. Even in times of suffering, God's peace comforts our souls. Paul taught the works of the sinful flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If a person thinks that strife and anger should be used to open churches, Paul would say the person's thinking is not from God. The Holy Spirit runs the true church not with worldly power, but with the gospel message. World powers use force and violence. Quite quickly in Acts, the church came under persecution and were forbidden to preach in the name of Jesus. The first Christians did not stop witnessing, but neither did any Christian seek violence toward any human. Stephen even prayed to God to forgive the one stoning him to death for being a witness to Jesus. The Holy Spirit has given the church many gifts and abilities. All of these gifts we use without fear, without threats, without anger. The COVID-19 era is a confusing time. Human knowledge, science, and logic often fall short, and human wisdom can even contradict itself. But the shortcomings of humanity do not weaken the foundation of the true church. Through night or day, strength or illness, confusion or peace, no matter the political powers, no matter the temporary earthly conditions, the Holy Spirit moves Christians to look to Jesus and trust in Him, not with force, anger, or conflict, but with forgiveness, love, and patience. Jesus taught, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, bring us together again to worship you. Be with our nation. Shine your light in all that is evil to drive away the darkness. Use us to be your witnesses. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayers. Almighty God, you have blessed us in love with a Savior to whom the nations cry, and in whom is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Grant to us your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, whom you have promised, that we and all who call upon his name shall be saved. Help us to treasure in our hearts your mercy, and to give ourselves fully to your service, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have promised the thirsty will drink, and from the empty will flow forth rivers of living water. Help us to show forth in holy lives the fruit of the Spirit, and to live with love toward our neighbor. Give us a servant's heart that doesn't seek our own way, but walks in the paths of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have promised to make one people from the many. Take from us all pride, prejudice, and hate, that we may not hinder the cause of the gospel, but give welcome to all people in the name of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have ordered all things in heaven and on earth. Bless our president, our governor, the Congress of the United States, and all elected and appointed civil servants, that the rule of law may protect the weak, preserve life from conception to its natural end, and peace may reign for the benefit of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, have mercy and spare us. Put an end to the pandemic and restore the communities of the world to their common life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have mercy upon all in trouble and provide for our daily bread. We ask you to encourage all those who have lost their jobs and to bring new employment to them quickly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, thank you for giving us fellow citizens who serve us in times of danger and need. We ask your protection and wisdom for firefighters, law enforcement, utility workers, food producers, retail and transportation workers, and all military personnel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, thank you for the gift of education and human knowledge that can build up and serves others. We ask you to be with all graduates, that they may find employment or further education. Guide and bless all students and teachers this summer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you carry the burdens of our lives in your hands. Deliver from illness and suffering all who cry to you for release. Hear us on behalf of the sick, the dying, and those who mourn. We remember Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, David, Carlton, the daughter of Julie, Bill, Jason, Lori, Deborah, and Pastor Berlin. We give you prayers of thanksgiving for the healings of Lincoln, Dan, Kathy, and Mark. Answer your people, O Lord, and deliver them from their infirmities and their grief by your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, hear your people for the sake of him who loved us even to death, and who lives to call to himself all who will be saved. You know what we need, and those things we should ask in your name. Grant them to us for the sake of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.